Okay, so we're going to start to share. First of all, I want to welcome my parents, my mother and my father, Rabbi Teichman. I want to thank also Rabbi Ari Rabinowitz. He's right here. Everyone just a round of applause for Ari because he sponsors the share every week. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to start to share. We're going to pick a part of Haggadah Shel Pesach and we're going to analyze it and try to find a central theme of the Haggadah Shel Pesach and glean from it something meaningful for our Seder night. We're going to start with B'chol Dar V'Dar. Every single generation, it says in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, B'chol Dar V'Dar, Chayiv Adam Lir Zatzatzmai, a person has to see himself, Ki Ilu Hu Yatzimim Mitzrayim, as if he was Yatzimim Mitzrayim. Shenema V'galita Levin Chabayemi Hu Leymar, Bavurze Os Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. Then it continues. Lo yisav v'seinu b'vad gol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just redeem us. El af ha'isonu gol imayim shenema v'ha'isonu ho'itzi misham l'man havi ha'isonu l'aseis l'anu v'tz'erz asher nishba l'av v'seinu. This paragraph is an extremely difficult paragraph and I want to try to unlock what's going on over here. Okay, so the obvious kashas are, why did the Baal HaGadah feel a need to repeat itself twice? B'chol davidar, you have to see yourself like you're in, that you left Mitzrayim. Shenem v'gad to levin chabayim huleim abav huzas Hashem l'mitzrayim. Then again, lo yisav v'seinu b'vad, again, the whole thing again. El af v'yisanu gal imanu, then another pasuk. Shenem v'yisanu haitz misham l'man havi yisanu l'ase islanu es ha'aris asher nishba l'av v'seinu. So we have to understand what is going on over here. Now, this paragraph is an introduction to the beginning halal that we're going to say right at the end of Magid. Right afterwards, we say Lefikach Anachnu Chayavim LaHoyis Halal Shabech Lefer LaRameim, etc. So this is an introduction to the beginning halal that we say. Okay. So why is it an introduction to the halal? So we know the Brisker Rav says, it's in a few places, it's the Brisker Rav in Erechin, the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Chanukin, the Brisker Rav at Parshas Boy, in the stencils, the Brisker Rav says that B'shem the Ga'ran, who says in the name of the Ga'onim, that when you talk about halal, there are two distinct concepts of halal. There's the halal that Chazal established for every Yom Tov. That's one halal, that's called Kriya's halal. There's another halal. If I was in a tzara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes me out of that tzara, then I personally experienced a halal. That's called a halal of Shira. So the Ga'onim say that the halal of Pesach night is not your standard halal that Chazal were misakon in every Yom Tov. This is the halal of Shira. And the Brisker Rav goes on to explain that the halal that we say in Shul on Yom Tov is different than the halal that a person experiences. When a person experiences a nes and he was relieved and redeemed from it, he personally has to experience it. If someone else experienced it, that's not a reason for me to say halal. So the idea of this is why it's an introduction to halal. This is the halal that we experienced. If we experience it, we have to experience it again. We have to feel it. We have experience. This is the halal of Shira. And that's why the next paragraph, the end of the paragraph says, okay, so this is a very central point that this halal that we're going to experience on Pesach night, and we're going to say, is a halal we have to relive. I want to plumb the depth of this Maimer in the Haggadah. I want to get even deeper and understand much better what's going on. Okay, I want to show a thread that runs throughout literally the entire Haggadah Shel Pesach. You know, Haggadah Shel Pesach seems to be a bunch of random statements that Chazal put together. There's a thread that runs through the entire Haggadah Shel Pesach. It's thematic. It is one idea that we could glean from it and then put it into our personal avodas. Okay, so how does the Pesach night go? We start with Manashtana, we start Avada Mayinu. Right afterwards, a story. Meiser brothers, Rabbi Yeshua, they were sitting in Bnei Brak, they were there the whole night, they were told me Tzivus Mitzrayim. The student said, Zman Igish Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. Good. The next paragraph, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, I'm like 70 years old, and I never won the debate about Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Until Ben Zayma came along and gave the drasha, L'man tizkar yom seizcha meitzayim, kol yimecha yecha. Yimecha yecha yamim, kol yimecha leilis, and Necham says, Tzorma imayis Mashiach. This paragraph of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is mind-boggling. This paragraph is a mission in Brachas. It has nothing to do with Pesach night. What does it have to do with? It has to do with every single day we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shema. The third paragraph of Shema, we say the Parsha Tzitzis. Do you have to say the third paragraph of Shema at night also? That's the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. Nothing to do with Pesach night. So what in the world is it doing here in the Haggadah Shel Pesach? This is something on a regular Tuesday in August. When you daven Maariv, did you say the third Parsha of Shema? What is going on over here? Furthermore, there's a very important question that the Achrayim ask on this Mishnah that we just quoted, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hareini Kivim Shana. The Achrayim ask, the Beis Halevi, the Pnei Yeshua, the Sefer HaMeil Olam, all the Achrayim ask, they don't understand something. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, my whole life I was fighting for the cause. What was the cause that he was fighting for? They should say Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. And I couldn't convince anyone of my position until Ben Zayma came along with the Gevalda Gedrasha. So Frekta Pnei Yeshua, wait a second. Until Ben Zayma came along with the drasha, why did you hold this position? Why did you hold you should be saying Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So Pnei Yeshua says an answer, and the Beis Halevi expands on it in his own way. When you go through the first paragraph of Brachas, we did it just recently, Daf Yomi, there are three disputes that are all Lishitasei. Okay, so briefly I want to give them to you. When is the Zman for Achilas Karban Pesach? When B'meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we're going to eat the Karban Pesach. When do you have to finish eating it by before it becomes nicer? One opinion is Chatzais, midnight. And one opinion is Aloysa Shachar the next morning. It actually has halacha ramifications if you want to try to eat Afikayman before midnight because you want to satisfy the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, so that's the Machlekes. And the Gemara says, what is the Machlekes predicated on? So this is a machloikas on Daf Tes Amud Aleph and Brachas. It says you have to eat the Karban Pesach b'chi pazayin. And the Gemara understands this to mean you have to eat the Karban Pesach when we were rushed. B'chi pazayin. At the time of rush. So Gemara wants to know, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, everyone agrees that when did we actually leave Mitzrayim? We actually left Mitzrayim the 15th day of Nisan by day. When did Pare free us? Pare freed us at night. So when it says Bechipazin, who's Chipazin? The Chipazin of Klai Yisrael, that's when you should eat the Karm, you could eat the Karm Pesach till Shas Chipazin of Klai Yisrael, that would mean by day. Or does it mean the Shas Chipazin of Mitzrayim, when Pare told us to leave, and Pare told us to leave at night? Okay, now this machlekes comes up in three different ways. There's another machlekes. Rabbi Kiv Eger on Daf Dalet makes this cross-reference. There's a machlekes every night by Maariv, do we have to be soymech ge'ula l'tfila? We try to do it. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael, then we say Ashkivenu, and then we go into Shemoneh Esrei. Do we need to be soymech ge'ula l'tfila by Maariv? It's machlekes Rabbi Yechon B'Shu Ben Levi. And the Gemara says, what's this machlekes on? Was there ge'ula at night? If you hold there was a ge'ula at night, then we have to be soymech ge'ula l'tfila at night. If you hold no, the ge'ula was in the morning, then you don't have to be soymech ge'ula at night. So it comes out, there are three times this machlokes is relevant. When do you eat the Karban Pesach? By midnight? You have to stop? Or do you have to stop by day? That's the same machlokes. When the Torah says b'chipazin, is the chipazin when we left, or b'chipazin when Pari told us to leave? That's one machlekes. The second machlekes is, do you have to be soymech ge'ula l'tfila or not? The third machlekes, this is what the Pnei Yeshua says, is also going to be relevant to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. And we asked the question, but if he didn't know the pasuk yet, why did he hold that position? Because he held, logically, we should talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, because that's when Pare freed us. The Beis Halevi takes this idea even a step further, and he shows that that is the thread of the beginning of the Haggadah. When do we do Magid? The Gemara says, Yochel Merish Chaydish, and the Gemara says, you have to do Magid B'Shosha matzah umara munachin lefanecha. We do magid when the Pesach matzah umara is munachin lefanecha. So we have to do magid at the time of Karban Pesach. Well, when is the Karban Pesach? So according to Rebbe Elazar ben Irzaya, midnight. So you only have to do magid until midnight. If you hold like Rebbe Kiva, that Karban Pesach is till the next morning, so magid is the next morning. That's the connection between all the statements in the beginning of the Haggadah. So first goes like this: Ma'aser Belazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, and Azariah, Rabbi Kiv, Shem, Misubim, Ibnei Brak. They were misapprim, you see, some sign called Salila. Why were they misapprim called Salila? Because they felt that the Karban Pesach is the whole night. If you felt that the Karban Pesach is the whole night, that means when it says Chipazain, it's talking about the Chipazain of Klaisol, when Klaisol actually left. And not when Pari freed us. Rabbi Elazar ben Isaiah was sitting there, he did like the Rive. But the next paragraph says, Rabbi Elazar ben Isaiah said, but you know what my position is? My position is we have to commemorate the Yitzis Mitzrayim that happened at night too. So that's a beautiful idea between the Beis HaLevi and the Pnei Yeshua. But now I have to ask you a question. Why are we commemorating the Yitzis Mitzrayim of day? That does not make sense. When did Pari free us? Pari freed us at night. When did we leave? Hashem held us up for a few hours. So, I don't understand it. So the guy's in jail for many years, and we tell him, okay, you're free, you're good to go, and I'm waiting for my Uber to pick me up. Okay, the Uber happened to be after Alois HaShachar. I didn't leave the jail till after Alois HaShachar. Who cares that you were freed yesterday? Why does Rabbi Akiva make a big issue that the main Geula was by day? That is not true. Pari freed us at night. Hashem held us up. Hashem wanted maybe be'etzem ayayim azeh. Hashem didn't want us to leave until it was in broad daylight. Okay, but we were freed. What is this? What we have to understand deeper. What are these two geulas? There was a geula at night and there's a geula at day. So we have to understand this very deeper. And I think when we get to this, we will understand what is going on in the Haggadah Shel Pesach and what is the message Chazal want from us. The Vilna Gaon says, on the Memra of Mitchila Oved Avodah Zarah, the Vilna Gaon says, every Galus is really two things. Every time you're in Galus, when I say in Galus, it can mean a Jew in America, a Jew in Russia, a Jew in Poland, but it's true in our own personal lives, by the way. When you're in Galus, there's the physical Galus, and there's something called a Geula Ruchnias. There's a physical Galus, there's a physical galus of ruchnius and a physical galus of gashmius. So when we talk about geula, we also have to talk about these two things. There's the physical geula, and then there's the spiritual geula. So in order to explain this well, I want to tell you over something from a sefer, Hameir L'Olam. In the beginning of the 1800s, there was a big guy born. His name was Rabbi Meir Yechiel Rabinowitz. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Sol Salanter. He lived pretty long. He lived 82 years. And he was Nifter in 1901. He's not so well known, but he was a Goyin Otzum. He wrote his famous Tshuva Sefer, Hameir L'Olam. In the back of that Sefer, he wrote a Drush on Mitzrayim. I think it's such a beautiful Drush. I want to say over to you what he says. So he says like this. In Mitzrayim, there were two Geulis. There was the geulas also. There was the geula of the physical geula, and then there's the geula of the nefesh. There's the geulas of the guf and geula of the nefesh. When Pari freed us at midnight, what did he free us from? He freed us that we're not employed by him anymore. We left our employment. Employment terminated. We're done. We're no longer physically bound to Mitzrayim anymore. However, when we're still in the land of Mitzrayim, the land is called Ervas Ha'aretz, we're still metaphysically bound to Mitzrayim. He explains this mystically. He brings the Ramban on the Pasuk, Banchil, El Yoin Goyim, Bafrida Bnei Adam. The Pikud Rabbi Elazar says that at the Dar Flaga, Hashem divided up all 70 nations, and every nation took a country. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, you're my Chelek. Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, Yaakov Heaven Achlosai. And the place where Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. So Kolzman, we're in Mitzrayim. We're metaphysically bound. Until we leave the land, we're metaphysically bound to Eretz Mitzrayim. He explains a hafadik of pshat in the psukim. Listen to this. I would put it up on the board, but I don't want to mess it up. But listen to the psukim. It's beautiful. In Ekev, we say like this. Shemar is chodesh ha'aviv. Gar chodesh ha'aviv. V'asisa pesach Hashem lekecha. Ki b'chodesh ha'aviv hoitzi Hashem elekecha. Mi Mitzrayim Lila. We don't call it Eretz Mitzrayim. We call it Mitzrayim, Lila. Then the Torah repeats itself again. V'zavach the Pesach Hashem lekech atzoynu baka. Ba'amakam Mashiach Hashem l'shak m'shvei cham. Lo'y soich lov chamesh. Shiv v'syam v'toyko lov matzos. Lechem oini. Ki b'chi pazin yatzasim mitzrayim. You left Klai Yisrael b'chi pazin. And what do we say? L'man tizkes yoyim tzeizcha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kol yimei chayecha. Here we say me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kol yimei chayecha. He says, Hafla fella, when we talk about the ge'ula that happened at midnight, that's the ge'ula that happens to our guf. We're not Meshubba, we don't have to work for Egypt anymore. When we're talking about the ge'ula by Yom, we're talking about we're leaving the land, the Eretz Ha'aretz. We're not subservient to Mitzrayim anymore. In the beginning of the parsha, it says, the beginning of the parsha is talking about the physical ge'ula. Ki b'chodesh av ha'yitzi Hashem lekecha mi Mitzrayim. Laila, that's the gula of the guf that happened at night. The end of the pasuk is talking about loisoich lav chametz lechem oini ki bechi pazin yotzam me eretz Mitzrayim. You're leaving at the clutches of Egypt. You're leaving the land of Egypt. We're not meshubit to the sari, the mystical angel of Egypt anymore. Leman yisker man tisker yoyim tzeis chametz Mitzrayim. In order, you should remember the yoyim tzeis chametz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. So these are two distinct things. So he says, Hafla v'fella, what it means in the beginning of the Agada. Listen carefully, it's much beautiful. You know what, I'm going to put it up, just so you should be able to follow along. It's very nice to see this inside. It's on, whoever has a screen, take a look. B'chol dar v'dar chayv adam liris atzmai ki ilu hu yatzim tzayim. Okay? Shenema v'gad levin chavayem ulema. Then again, lo yisav v'sein b'vad, not only our forefathers, Even us, we have to remember. I'm going back for a second. I have to mute everyone.
I'm trying to listen to something now.
One second, I'm mute all. Mute all, okay, I don't know why. Anyways, so it's like this. Listen to what he says, it's beautiful. B'chol dar v'dar chayvanam liris ki'ilu yotzim mitzrayim. Okay, so everyone has to be Ke'ilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Shanam v'gad levin ch'b'yem u'leim abavuaz Hashem Mitzrayim. Then again, lo yivsav seinu v'vad golos ha'kodesh baruch el afay sonu. So the Magid is saying there are two things that are going on in this memra. First, he says like this. When we're talking about the ge'ul of the guf, that doesn't have to do with us. That has to do with our forefathers. We didn't work in Mitzrayim. Our forefathers. But when we're talking about our neshama, all of our neshama was there and subservient to Mitzrayim. So the first part of the paragraph that the Bala Magid is saying is like this. B'chol David chayvanim liris etzatzmi ki'ilu yotzim Mitzrayim. It didn't happen to us. We should just imagine as if we have to picture it and what it's like leaving Mitzrayim. But when we're talking about our neshama, that is actually what happened to us. The pasuk says, it even happened to us, Galima. Shenema, v'hoitzianu Hashem misham, Hashem took us out of there. Why did he take us out of there? To get us out of the clutches of the Sari Shal Mitzrayim. Leman havi oisonu, l'asei says ha'aretz Hashem nishpal v'seinu, to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. To summarize, when we experience Pesach night, there are two things we must emphasize and we must think about. The Ramchal says that when we commemorate, I mentioned many times in the Shir, when we commemorate Pesach night, we're not commemorating like Lahavdil, we're commemorating July 4th. When we commemorate it, we are able to relive the Ha'ara that happened on that night. The Kedusha Slavi, the Dabavitcher, said a beautiful pirish, Sha'asa nisim laveisenu, he did miracles to our forefathers, bayom mehem, he did in those days, bazman hazeh, he's doing it in our days too. That when we go through Pesach night, we could experience and relive those special ha'aris, the ge'ulas ha'guf that happened at night, and the ge'ulas ha'nefesh that happened by day. But tonight, that all of us do the mitzvahs of the Laila, the matzahs, the marah, the mitzvah sipor, the dalit kaisis, but tonight that, we could re-experience it. That means, even though in Golus, Chazal say, Ritzonenu lasu tzurnecha, every Jew wants to do the right thing, but we have our struggles. Chazal's lashon, two things impede us. Ritzonenu lasu tzurnecha, mi ma'akiv, sa'or shebi'isa, Rashi says, that's the Yetzahara. Sa'or shebi'isa means, you have flour and water, you add sa'or, you add the yeast, or the sourdough starter, it actually makes it what it's not. Really, every Jew wants to do the right thing. The Yetzirah makes us behave what we're really not. And Shibud Goliath. That's something coming from the outside. So there are things, there are impediments that happen from within us, Sa'ar Shabi Isa, and Shibud Goliath, which is, that's the two things that Chazal are saying, and that's the theme of the Pesach night. There are two geulas that are happening. There's the geulas at guf that happen at night, and there's geulah nefesh that happen by day. And when we go through Seder, we could, Eibishter could help us and bring relief to these two geulas, and we should be zaycha, that although it's very trying times now, we should be Maisa Nefesh and experience both the Gulas HaGuf and the Gulas HaNefesh. Hashta B'mehera B'yameinu Amen.
Amen. Stay safe.